Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV Suits USA episode 2. This is Accounts Payable. Stay tuned because we've got a lot to talk about.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Episode 2, and there's two of us.
Yeah.
And it's so appropriate.
It's fitting.
Yeah. It's very fitting. Two chicks here at AfterBuzz TV. What's up, everyone? It's Nicole Brazier. It is so awesome to be back. I haven't seen you all in a minute. And it's awesome to kick off, you know, midsummer with Suits, right? I mean, I wasn't here last week. We jumped right into the where we left off. So I love when Suits does that. You can follow me at Nicole Brazier on all the social media platforms in the world. And to my left...
Hi, everybody. I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
And I'm so excited to meet Erica. I mean, this is my first time.
Yes.
With you on AfterBuzz.
The more hosts I meet, the better.
So exactly, right? Us hosts have to stick together.
And you come highly recommended. People in the chat last week were missing you.
Really?
Yep. So she's back, everybody.
I'm back! Yes, but more importantly, Suits is back, man. And I mean, I've been following Suits for a little bit now. This, yeah. I think, is my third season with Suits at AfterBuzz, so it's really cool to come into this family and learn a lot. And like, I love our hosts here, Steve and Stacy and Tiana. And then we've also missed Lauren a little bit. Have you met Lauren yet?
No.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yet. She's a diehard fan, so we're glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Last week I mentioned that I started rewatching the show.
Yeah.
So I'm around season 3 now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's good. You're smart. I don't have the time. No, I would love to rewatch too, right?
Yeah.
To like, because it's awesome that we're seeing people pop back in.
Exactly.
But I feel like with this episode, we're really seeing who isn't an enemy and who's friends. You know, kind of how this episode ended. It's almost like the lawyers, the dynamic team, Jessica, Lewis, Harvey, they're all, to me, what I got out of through the end of this episode was that they all need some help. And they're finally kind of like bending and breaking a little bit. And like, I feel like each person they went to, whether it was Harvey going to Sean or Jessica going to Zane and Lewis, I forget who Lewis went to and asked, said he needed help. Maybe even Lewis just being there for the firm so much this episode, even just going above and beyond as he always does with hiring actors.
Yeah.
To, you know, I feel like everybody is doing whatever they can to like, get this done, you know, like take care of the firm.
That was my first question when they opened the show. I was like, who are all these people?
Yeah.
Where did they come from?
I didn't expect them to be like, these are hired actors.
Yeah. and they're genius. Getting $350 an hour.
Right? Hey, people in LA would take it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That was hysterical. I thought this episode was, you know, I feel like the hosts, like Stacey and Steve and Tiona, when they come back, they're going to be like, oh my God, we missed an amazing episode because there is a lot to talk about.
It was rocky, mm-hmm. ups and downs, complete roller coaster.
But we kind of paired some stuff off here. So we can first, I guess, talk about the first pair is Mike versus Gallo, right? I feel like that was the highlight of this entire episode.
Yeah.
And I just loved the roommate because... You know, I felt like he was just like a little angel off to the side, like veering over, Mike's shoulder.
And he wanted to stay out of it for most of it.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't want to get involved because I don't want Gallo coming after me now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, he was like, you know what? I got to do what's best
for
everybody involved. And
yeah.
He came through.
I believed him from the get-go when he was like, don't, or when he was like, you're damn right, I'm scared of him, and you should be too. Like, that was very clear. There was no, like, lie from that,
right.
I felt, you know. And it must be really hard for Mike because he's learning who to trust there. And right off the bat, I mean, that guy kind of threw him into the dirt. So,
yeah.
Like, and, but I believe him by the
end
of this
episode.
And
we learned from Harvey why he would be afraid of him. You know,
mm-hmm.
the reason that he's in jail is not the reason that he should have been in jail. So, knowing that he was trying to get him on conspiracy to commit murder, that would make anybody a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about, since we're on the topic of the two of them, when he was put in that predicament, did you think that he might have got stabbed? Were you scared for him? Were you predicting that that roommate was going to save the day?
I hadn't even thought about the roommate. I was really scared that Mike was about to get stabbed. I thought it was... Not necessarily that it was going to kill Mike, because how can you get rid of Patrick? But he was going to end up in the hospital, or he was going to be severely injured.
Oh, that would have been horrible. But, like, there's no way I feel in these next couple of episodes that Mike can get hurt. It would just be such a plot twist. It wouldn't make any sense. You know, it would be too much, too soon, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, let's talk about Mike's attitude just from the beginning. I mean, this is, like, episode two, seeing him get more comfortable in jail. And, you know, I mean, I didn't think he was going to be this ballsy. I didn't think he was going to cause this much trouble in the beginning. I thought he was going to keep to himself. But we do know Mike, and based on the title of the last episode, he is trouble.
Yeah. And I think as much as they kept saying in the last episode that this isn't a prison movie and everything like that, I think Mike kind of went in with that attitude of, I got to puff up my chest because then people won't mess with me, or they'll think I'm too tough, or something
right
like that.
Oh, man, right off the bat, too. Yeah. I mean, he's put in this predicament. My Wi-Fi is, like, crazy, but I'm hoping I can connect and start the chat. But, yeah, it's just funny because I remember last season we were all, what's going to go down with this prison? Like, are we going to jump in like midway? He's been, like, been serving a couple months or whatever. But I think we all gather that this is how they normally start.
Right.
You know, they wouldn't jump in the middle. Had it be like the following. Oh, good. We've got internet. Perfect. We see you guys on the chat now. Just so you know, we're good to go. Woo! Woo! But yeah, I'm relieved that we started not in the middle of, like, you know, I loved seeing it right out the gate and, like, the way he's been handling it. And I think with the psychologist, did we get his name? The guy?
I don't know
if we've heard his name yet.
Or maybe we heard it last week. I can't remember.
We're going to call him the psychologist.
I want to call him Theo.
They're
going to
be
BFFs.
Theo?
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. He reminds me of, like, Mike's relationship with I don't know, the priest, maybe,
probably
from the last season. Like, I think he's really gonna get to know Mike on that psychological level and why he is the way he is, and really help him. Because, you know, I'll just say this: I have a friend whose dad was in prison for something where it was a short amount of years, like Mike, like 2 years for something, you know, when, like, someone lights their business on fire as a way to, like, get money.
Oh, like insurance fraud or something.
Well, not
like
that, though. It's called the name. Arson. Is
okay.
It? Yes. but he was a good prisoner, and he got out early because he got a job, and he just was proved to be an excellent prisoner, and they gave him an early, and he's out now. And then, actually, they redid the case, and lo and behold, you know, he was got out of a lot and got some money back.
Well,
so it's
good.
Just... You know, I could see that happening for Mike if he does follow rules, but it seems like Mike wants to prove himself almost, since Harvey took him. I feel like Harvey, I keep talking too much, but Harvey put him in this mindset that he wasn't going to be able to handle prison, and, like, look what he's had to handle.
Yeah, so maybe he's overcompensating. He's trying to show that I can handle myself. And to go back to the psychiatrist or the psychologist, I think I got the same impression when Mike asked, so you really don't take walk-ins? And he was like, nah, that's just something that I like to say.
I feel like,
so
I feel like this is
Mike's going to be in there all the time, just like,
yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
But he needs him. It's almost like this psychologist is like a Gretchen for, I guess, Lewis. And it provides like a peace, but someone who's always willing to say like real things. I don't know.
Oh, I have a question about that.
We can talk about
the whole rehabilitation thing. Do you think Mike's going to come out different?
Yes.
Like, when he's done, do you think he's actually going to be rehabilitated? Because last week he found out that he had narcissistic personality. So do you think he's...
No, I think...
Do you think that's going to change?
I think prison set him straight. him straight, you know? He's realized... And he'll probably realize it there, too. I mean, look what happened in just, again, a couple of days, realizing that he can't... He can't. And I got so mad at him too when everyone was leaving and the roommate was like, listen, like, you gotta leave. Like, you should leave too. And he's like, no. Like, come on. Like,
and he was like,
come on.
Why? Because the guards are right there. I'm gonna be fine. What? People get bought in prison. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
Just because they're there right now doesn't mean they're gonna stay there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You always gotta be protective of yourself, if nothing else.
So, Madoa Kumalo, I don't know how to pronounce that, but I hope I did something good, says the plan to move Frank won't work. I'm afraid they need prison drama, so I doubt Harvey and Cahill will succeed with getting Gallo out.
Oh, I completely agree.
You agree?
Like, they need Frank to stay in that jail with Mike for as long as possible.
I know, it's going to make it so suspenseful. And yeah. Like, I ate 2 bags of popcorn during this episode and drank 2 Sprites because I was fully engaged. Because we were on the edge of our seats this whole episode. It was amazing. It was really nice to see people that we haven't seen, too. Like Sean and like Robert Zane. I did not expect to see Robert Zane this soon, you know, right away. But, like, I love that Jessica... and him have a thing. Do you see that?
Yeah.
I've always said, I said it last season and everyone thought it was crazy. I'm like, I could see Jessica and Robert Zane together.
I can't see them romantically. I think there's just this like friendly like camaraderie. But, like,
there's always a little sparkle in their eye.
I mean, I think that's just acting. I think it's just that.
So just it's camaraderie.
Yeah, like they're both lawyers, you know. Powerful. They probably came up around the same time.
And he knows that Rachel like is her little protege.
Yeah.
So
there's a respect. That makes there's sense. A respect there.
I always see like the sexuality and this thing sometimes, I guess, because everyone's always dressed so nice and looks so good.
Yeah.
I swear in like one scene this episode when Rachel and Harvey were talking, I was like, are they flirting?
Oh yeah, I saw that too. I was like, are they gonna get together? Is something gonna happen where Mike's gonna get out and it's gonna be where there was a night where they were just so upset with the, you know, about the situation and they kiss or something happens. I'm like, I can see that going there.
Stop. Never.
I don't want it to never. I'm never. Just saying I never. Think it, I could see it happening.
Oh man,
yeah.
In a far off suits episode in our fantasy
in a
world.
Little webisode or something.
Oh, that's funny. Fantasy stats guru says, yeah, Frank is the only story going on in the jail. However, he's in jail, and I'm sure there's these are men in jail, or yeah, it's all men, right? Yeah, so it's like obviously we could have another character like Frank, you know, like pop up and have something to do with Harvey or someone that Mike even like. Associate, you know what I mean?
Or even something with the guard. Because in the beginning of the episode, he didn't really want to help Mike. But then by the end, he runs in and saves the day.
Oh, that guard's going to definitely be a piece to the puzzle.
Yeah, and I think he might even be on Frank's list now.
Yeah.
The roommate's going to be... Kevin, now that we know his name, Kevin's going to be on Frank's list. Now this guard's going to be on Frank's list.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is just getting everybody in trouble.
Sousa says, Harvey gets Frank killed and Mike becomes the big dog in jail? Maybe people will respect him. Like,
yeah.
Now, what do we think of these prison outfits? Because they're absolutely fabulous. I don't know if you guys know, I started on Fashion Police doing some production work. So now I feel like I have a say.
You have an eye.
I expected like the orange suit or like a brown like zip up suit.
No.
They got like button downs and like.
I think I've seen that a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little out of touch with like jail.
You're going with the prison movies. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. See, I'm like that too. That's so funny. But yeah, no, I think Mike kind of looks badass in his prisoner.
Yeah, I caught his socks. I don't know why that caught my eye.
I think one of you last week said, Mike. Suits prison.
Like, oh, like, no. Oh,
all right. Like, maybe no one caught the pun on that, but I did. And I was like, that's clever. But yeah, I think it's good. But we can wrap this up and move to a different topic. But I do definitely, like, going back to what you mentioned earlier, I do definitely think that jail will change him to be a better man.
That's what I think, too. I just wanted to get your input.
Absolutely. Because I've seen it. I don't ever think he was a bad person going in.
No. He was really doing a nice thing with trying to save everybody.
Obviously, there is dishonesty to Mike, and he has his demons. But, like, I would never categorize him as a bad person.
No.
Trouble, yeah. People would probably call me trouble, too, you know? But, like, I didn't kill anyone, you know what I'm saying? So, and, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's talk about, like, Rachel a little bit. And Rachel and Harvey, I guess. Here's my biggest thing out of this. Harvey lying to Rachel and making her think that everything's just A-okay in jail. And did we end this episode with Rachel in the dark about what's going on with Mike?
I think...
The extent of it.
She knows that there's somebody in there that Harvey put away and, like, he's trying to come after Mike. But I don't think she knows that they got into a fight.
I feel like she's just a little bit in the dark about the fact that some guy wanted to stab him to death.
Right.
Like, she does not know the extent of this
right.
situation at all, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Harvey just dips himself in so many different, you know, like, situations. It's hard for him. How is he going to control all of this right now? It's beyond me. He, like, I call him Batman because he usually, like, does come through. but in ways that get him in trouble again in the future. So what do you foresee, like, I guess, maybe with the relationship between Harvey, Rachel, and Mike? Do you think they're going to be a team on this? Because I could foresee something crappy happening between the three of them.
They're going to have to. I think right now, because of the emotional state that Rachel's in, she's not putting things together right away. I think that Harvey is kind of insulting her intelligence at this point, and she might even come to that realization later. And I think they're going to have to work together to figure out how to get Mike out of the situation that he's in with Gallo. Not necessarily to get him out of jail, because, you know, he should serve some of the time since he's owned up to it. But I think to protect him, they're going to have to work together, because two heads are better than one. So if nothing else, including Rachel, she might see something or know something that Harvey can use to get in there and make things better for Mike with Frank.
Isn't it weird, and I don't even think we predicted this last season, that Harvey's just in the jail cell now whenever he needs to be, like, there. You know, I don't know, we always knew Harvey was his lawyer, but, like, I never foresaw him sit, like, just, I feel like now we're going to be seeing him a lot with Mike in prison, like, going over things, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe something could happen where, like, he's not allowed there. I don't know.
Definitely probably going to come, because it's going to make it too easy if they're able to sit and have conversation day after day after day after day. There's got to be some tension where Mike goes into solitary because he gets in a fight with Frank, because I think that's what Frank is trying to push. I think Frank is trying to disrupt Mike's peace in the prison. I mean, that probably goes without saying, but something's going to happen where, who knows, Frank might even get Harvey involved, where it's like, oh, because he threatened him. And I was like at the fence, I was saying, Frank has a phone. Was he recording Harvey? Like, I feel like...
You're so smart.
I feel like that didn't happen just because.
These guys all have phones, and I'll, like, ping pong right back to you. Like, that's what I was thinking in my head. This phone thing is really freaking me out, because they're not the only two people that have phones in this prison.
Right.
And it's just making me wonder, like, how it can be used against Mike if and when. Did he... he never used the... Kevin, the actual roommate's phone yet, right? Because he was like, nah, this is what got me in the situation in the first place.
And who's to say, right now, I guess we can believe Kevin is on the up and up, but who's to say that phone that Kevin had wasn't Frank's? I mean, I didn't get a good look at, oh, I think the one last week was a flip phone, and the one that Kevin had was like a
BlackBerry or something. Yeah, do have to pay attention to detail here.
Back at that fence with Harvey and Frank, that guard was just standing off in the corner, maybe because of the angle he couldn't see what Harvey was doing. But I feel like at some point they were too close to each other at the fence where the guard would have broken it up. It's almost like he wanted that to happen. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's almost like he wanted Harvey to do something or say something that would allow him to use it against him later.
New villain might drastically change. I'm reading spoilers, you guys. Don't be mad.
Uh-oh.
I just loved Harvey in that scene. I thought it was absolutely, like, brilliant. You know, I shouted.
Yeah.
I like, get so loud because when we all watch the shows, I'm, like, screaming. Right. And I forget that we have to be quiet.
But no, you had an actual reaction.
I was like, God, Harvey. But it was amazing. Great acting, great scene. It was exciting. You knew it was going to really screw stuff up. But, like, you believed Harvey in that.
Yeah, it was the right amount of intensity.
That's why what happened. Because clearly Gallo felt it and felt threatened enough to go try to stab Mike, like, 5 minutes later and threaten him beforehand.
But again, Frank was saying that he wasn't trying to kill Mike. He just wanted to hurt him a little or a lot, like he said. But, I mean, I guess if you were going to be on the hook for conspiracy to commit murder, you know exactly how to stab somebody. Mm-hmm. That it hurts them, but it doesn't kill them. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I wonder how Mike is going to make it in the next episode, more specifically, because now Frank is really going to be gunning for him.
And you know, he's going to be working.
Oh,
he's going to be visiting the psychologist. I feel like next episode, we didn't get to see the preview, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm really upset about that. But I feel like in the next episode, we will be focusing a lot on the firm. a lot on the firm. Because they're in a bind right now. But I loved how the episode ended. It made me feel like going... But we're going to be thrown for a loop either way next mm-hmm. episode because something bad, you know, obviously has to happen. I just don't know what. I don't know what. I don't want to dive into predictions just yet. But I don't want Mike to get hurt either. It's tough. Hopefully we get some visitation from Rachel next episode.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll say that for predictions too. But Jessica was saying that they need to consider subletting their offices. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she's saying sublet to another law firm yeah. or just sublet to anybody, because who knows who Lewis could end up putting in there.
Yeah. You know, Lewis is always screwing things up. So I definitely, he'll screw something up again.
Cat adoption agency or something. Yeah, so right. He just gets to play with cats all day.
I will say, though, that Lewis did impress me this episode because he is for the firm. He is trying. He's like, this firm's not going down. Like, no way. And I love that he loves Pearson Spector. I mean, he's still, you know, him and Harvey still have their things to work out, but I'm not going to throw so much shade at Lewis until he really screws it up again, which he inevitably yeah. will, because he always lets us down, but then picks us back up some
way. That's the one thing that Lewis is consistent on, but like you're saying, his love for the firm is like
yeah.
top of the top, so.
Let's jump around a little bit, like mm-hmm. with Jessica and her and Gretchen's like little moment at the desk when she walks in. She's like, good morning. She's like, no, you ain't nothing. So if you had to predict, like, what celebrity artist she was referring to,
oh, who would you say? Oh, my God. I have no idea.
But, like, you got to help me out, girl. Because
I'm trying to think. The first impressed. One that popped in my head was D'Angelo. But I feel like D'Angelo came out after 96. I could be wrong because I don't know if everybody out there remembers, but he had the one music video for Untitled, or in parentheses, it's How Does It Feel, where he was completely, well, it's alluded that he's completely naked.
Yeah.
But all you see is him from, like, pelvic bone up.
Yeah.
So, and he just recently released an album, I want to say last year, so it could be... That's the one that popped in my head, but I have no idea.
I was just thinking Jay-Z because of the whole Lemonade album, but that's just... But wouldn't it be funny if there was more to that? You know, like...
Like we actually see or find out who it is. Yeah.
I think that's fun. And I love that Gretchen will be back this season.
Oh, yeah. Love her.
She's a great addition to this cast. Like, absolutely. There's something else that popped into my mind. You know, Donna, like, saved the day again. Well, she tried, at least, with Rachel and getting her on that list and then printing out the list, but then it being wrong. So, mm-hmm. Donna, you know, she's not as polished in the beginning of these couple episodes, but maybe she'll get there. She, yeah. You know, she always has her, like, breaking moment. Last season, I said it was, like, all about Donna. I mean, mm-hmm. she, like, killed it last season. So, you know, maybe she won't be picture perfect in the first couple episodes, but I definitely foresee her saving the day some way, somehow. Because I just feel like her and I just love the team. Like, I love the passion, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like in the beginning we were second-guessing Harvey, but we could talk about the picture.
Okay, that's what I wanted to go. Yeah.
So that was huge.
Yeah, because
you recognize the photo, though.
It's always been there. It's always been there. And I, at this point, I don't remember us ever finding out about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they waited all of this time to highlight the significance of it and the fact that it is tied to his mother, who we all know he didn't have the greatest relationship with, especially into his adulthood, it was a pretty big deal that was the one thing that he held on.
Yeah. It was nice to see the book that he opened up with, like, the last couple of shots. And we like seeing Harvey, like, get sensitive.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And see, like, the true colors of him, because it's nice to see his backbone and his heart. I love that. You yeah. know? But I here's the thing. What threw me for a loop was definitely him going to Sean. I didn't see that coming at all. But I mean, like he said.
No, I guess not either. I guess I didn't either.
But like he said after, like, you're going to owe me one. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, then what will that be? And will it be in this season?
Yeah.
Because that'll be awesome. I just wonder how they're going to save this firm. you know, be able to.
I think they're gonna rebuild slowly.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're gonna find some associates.
Who do we have? Ben, the IT guy, and Gretchen? That's it?
And Donna, that aren't lawyers. I mean, and Rachel, technically, she's still paralegal, right. But.
That's it. Yeah. Maybe here's something I definitely think, and we're predicting a lot because it's just me and her on this episode of AfterBuzz TV. But I definitely can see people resurfacing, coming back, wanting to help. You know, because I feel like we left this episode with, I would rather have, let me give you a direct quote here. She just said it, I would rather have friends than enemies. And I feel like it definitely sunk with Zane and even Zoloft. I feel like Jack Zoloft has been like a bad guy, you know, but I always see a good side to him for some reason.
Oh, yeah, he has his moments.
Especially when he delivers, yeah. You know?
So, like when he and Mike work together.
And they need them. They need Zane and Zoloft now more than ever. So,
do you think they would actually potentially merge again? Well, they entertained it a couple seasons ago. But do you think it would actually happen? Or do you think Jessica needs to stay on her own because she wants to be, you know, that top dog?
I could see a merge because at this point, and I think about this even just in everyday life. Like, sometimes you just need to ask for help, you know? Like, when you're in a bind and you're so used to, like, you doing everything on your own, sometimes shit just fucking hits the ground.
Yeah.
And you need help and you gotta ask for it. And that's what we saw a lot through this episode. Big dogs asking people that they've butted heads with for help.
Yeah. I mean, it would add some interesting drama, more specifically between Rachel and her her father, you know, going from being essentially a competitor to working with him.
Who wouldn't want to see that too, right?
Yeah.
Especially being that her fiance is in jail. I mean, that's amazing. Right. That's drama right here. That's why we watch Suits.
It's all drama and it's all good.
I had a thought right when you were saying that too about, I don't even know. It totally slipped my mind. But, what else could we talk about? What else have we left out, folks?
Really quickly, just going back to Harvey and Frank, when he finally told Mike why Frank was in jail, he was in jail for racketeering.
Yeah.
And he tried to, you know, get as many years added onto that as possible. And the only reason that he's in the jail with Mike now is because of good behavior, going back to what you were saying.
Yep.
So I think part of what Harvey can do, what he threatened Frank with, is putting a bounty on him and getting Frank to do something that would send him back to, I'm guessing, a maximum security prison.
Here's the thought. Yeah. Remember when Mike was like, no, yeah, everything's chill. Why'd he say that?
Yeah.
Why didn't he say?
He's got the gears working.
He's got
working.
The complex.
He has to do it himself. Yeah. Mike. Now, especially now that he knows.
Mike's got to ask for help, too.
Yeah.
And I think it was hard for him to trust the roommate because he kind of, this was my thought. It's not the first time that Mike got, like, kind of screwed over by someone who he just met, but then learned to build to trust them and had a friendship. So that's what the roommate, and I feel like we could pick someone from past seasons where that's happened to him before.
Or it can even go, I think I was getting ready to say the same thing you said, because I was going to say, it seems like he's on his side now, but who knows if backed into a corner, if Kevin's going to be like, okay, you take Mike, like sacrificing Mike to save himself. I could see that happening too.
Well, he already kind of just sacrificed himself by calling in the guard.
No, I mean, Kevin would sacrifice Mike. Like if Gallo had him in a corner and was like, I'm either going to stab you or I'm going to stab Mike, you know, Kevin would be like, go ahead and stab him. Instead
you think
of,
so?
You know, trying to protect this
Maybe
time.
They'll get to know each other and form a dynamic duo. I have no idea. So far, I trust him after this episode. You don't?
Agreed. No, I agree.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't. Because it would suck if Mike had a shitty roommate, you know? Imagine if Gallo was Mike's roommate. That would be horrible.
That would be terrible.
He would be dead.
Yeah.
He would be dead. So, yeah. But Benali P. says, I want to see Rachel kick ass professionally the way that Donna and Jessica do. Okay. Yeah. Step up to the plate.
How much longer do we have for her in school? Is she just in her first year or her second year?
Oh, I thought this would be like her third year.
Okay. Well, then she might almost be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was, she was heading towards the
end.
So
you might get your wish, Manali P.
With Mike away, now let's see. Rachel is more than Mike's girlfriend. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think she definitely could step up as a paralegal and show us the lawyer she's ready to become. I mean, this is the year for her to actually really show her, us what she's got, too, because Mike's not even there, really, and she's saving the man she loves.
Right.
So a woman's got to, like, really step up her man right now.
And she will.
Yeah.
We all know that's coming.
Harvey just put the money on Frank's head. Interesting. Says Sousa. That he did. That he did. I can agree with that. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's just exciting. This episode was a lot. There was a lot to take in. And being that we didn't see a preview, we can't even talk about that.
Right.
We can't even talk about that. All right, let's dive. Even though we've been predicting the whole time, we'll just dive into predictions and talk a little bit more about what we really...
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. Well, I predict this, and I'll start because I have like five, but okay. I'm going to start with one for now. I do predict that the firm, like, will be okay in terms of like filling some space, you know, like maybe Lewis will come through with something and we won't have to worry too much necessarily about, like, I don't even know, like filling an empty space. But I do definitely feel as though as well that we could see more help along the way so they don't fall down, because I don't think they ever fall down, right? We've seen them come close, but they never do.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one. Your turn.
My turn? Okay. Yeah. In the prison, I think that Mike is going to try to do something to set Gallo up, and it's going to backfire.
On him, on mm-hmm. Mike, right?
Yeah.
Because do you feel that Mike always does need that little helping hand from Harvey?
Yeah. I feel like he's going to have to reach out to Harvey, but it's going to be like at a final resort. Yeah. Using Kevin's phone.
Ooh.
Like send a text message, emergency 911, help kind of situation.
Crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Mike know about Sean? Yes, right?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, they work together.
Oh, no, I said Harvey. I meant to say Mike. Excuse me. Does Mike know that Harvey went to Sean?
Oh, no.
He never told him that, right?
No.
Not when he went back to the prison. Okay. You know who we forgot to talk about? Frickin' Elliot Stemple. Which we did a little bit. We talked about the painting.
Yeah.
But Elliot Stemple looks like a little weasel, and I was just, like, so upset that he got to Harvey.
All I cared about at that point was the picture. I don't care about that guy at all.
But why are they so sure that everything's done over a painting?
I mean, that was sort of a verbal contract. There was an offer, there was acceptance, you know, consideration. The picture was consideration, so that would be...
That could be
legally binding.
I felt bad about the picture and, like, the sensitivity toward it. I really did, but I was just sitting there kind of like, really? That's just mm-hmm. it? The picture saved them out of all that.
I do think...
What's the next thing going to be?
I do think there are going to be more companies that are going to come after them that are not included
exactly.
in the class action yeah. lawsuit. Yeah.
Which is, I think, what I was trying to mention earlier is we're going to see people surface back. People mm-hmm. that maybe a character we really liked or a case that we really made things awesome and, like, that'll resurface for sure.
But I do agree with Harvey, and I thought this on the way home last night. Not last night, last week after the show last week.
Yeah.
That even if they were to reopen all the cases, Mike still knew his stuff to the point where the same verdict could happen.
Right.
So you're kind of just wasting time if you want to reopen the case.
Right. But I feel like all these companies and firms are all about money. It's always about a settlement. It's always about that. So I hope we don't get too bored with all that, you know, because I think the writing is really great with Suits, but sometimes they do that same kind of like,
yeah,
you know, so, but being that Mike is in prison, the game is completely changed. I feel like this could be one of the best seasons of Suits ever.
Yeah, because it's a
this
whole
is what we've been waiting for.
A whole different dynamic.
We've been waiting for Mike to get convicted. Do you have any other predicaments? Like,
No, but it looks like Fantasy Stats Guru just said that Harvey did tell Mike he went to see Sean.
Not to, but I went to Sean instead of Warren. Yeah, see? That way Frank won't see the transfer coming. Yeah, see, I kind of remember him saying that, and I feel like I did write it down here somewhere.
Da-da-da-da-da. Thank you, Fantasy Stats Guru.
Thank you!
I like having a live chat. This is fun.
The live chats are awesome. When did he go, though? Well, it's going to be... Do you think that Mike will even tell any of them, including Harvey, that he almost got stabbed? I don't
know. No, because there's no physical markings that would make somebody question it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Mike's going to have a few sleepless nights, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But going back to, like, the beginning of this episode, our AfterBuzz TV conversation, this psychologist is going to help him big time. Big time. That's his safe haven.
And I'm looking forward to seeing that relationship develop, too. That's another prediction that I think, like we said earlier, that it's just going to grow and it's going to blossom. And
yep.
It's going to, I don't want to say turn into a friendship, because I think there's always going to be that professional wall there. But I think it's going to be one person that Mike within the prison can depend on.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. All right, guys. I feel like this was a good episode. Mm-hmm. Good discussion here at AfterBuzz TV. Next week... Okay, there is an episode next week, right? Since we didn't watch the preview. I'm so sad.
I'm hoping.
You'll be here? I'll be here? All right. Well, we're going to sign off then. I think we can wrap it up, unless anyone in the chat has anything to add.
Somebody predicts that Daniel Hardman is going to try to pick up the pieces, which could be very interesting.
He always comes back. That is totally right.
Speaking absolutely. Of weaseling your way back in.
Yeah, I'm so... That's the one thing I think I couldn't be more excited for, seeing people resurface. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it interesting. I know you guys were saying last week, you guys like the flashbacks and stuff, but we've seen that a lot in the last couple of seasons. It's time to be in the present, you know, and really make the present and Mike in this prison, like, just... keep us on the edge of our seats, just like this episode. Last episode was the introduction, first day back. This one, I can't wait for what's next.
Question for you, and maybe this will be our last one. How long do you think Mike's going to be in prison for the whole season? Or for the first half anyway?
I do, and then I think at the end of the season, we'll hit a point where he could potentially get his time cut.
Okay.
That would be exciting, you know. But then maybe we could be let down again by something.
You never know. It can go anyway.
The suspense is killing us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where can everybody find you, Erica?
I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
Airy Baby. I loved their reaction to your handle last week. Everyone was like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. That's awesome. And you guys can find me at Nicole Brazier all over the social media world. I would love if you all looked at this new project I'm doing. It's called ASAP News Live. It's on YouTube. I do the entertainment reports. It's awesome. So we would really appreciate your views, because we love all you YouTubers.
Go check it out.
Watch it. All right, guys. We'll see you next week for another episode of AfterBuzz TV Suits, and probably more full panel next week. So we're pumped and ready to go. Thanks for watching. Thanks for chatting. Thanks for tweeting. We love you. Catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.